Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know what y'all sinners in this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh is weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupid, is this I mean? Lord, stupid, is this I mean? Stupid, is this I mean? Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Stay on a mission, Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you, or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith, and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. Take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. Hallelujah. If I take my time, would you still believe? Oh, it takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, fire. Been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of.
But I know.
You died to save my soul. Oh. If that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just wanna see your life
right now.
If that's what you want from me, sir, then that's what you get from me. Oh,
welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement. Yes, with Pastor E and friends. Yes, the foundation has been set. Yes, we are calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real that we will do better. Yes, man up simply means now is my time to fight. I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord, walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. the credo. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus who saved me. Yes, man up the movement here on the Now Network. We're excited tonight. This is a great discussion that we're about to have, and I'm excited that I'm even chosen for this season to even talk about this. The topic tonight for Man of the Movement here, you know, every second Tuesday of the month is Mentor Me Tuesday. Tonight's subject is Raise Them Up. So again, I say raise them up. You know, the Bible says that to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We're talking about that subject tonight because it's not so much what you didn't do right. It's what you do right now. And I can look back just in this situation. I'm just so glorified to God to be able to talk tonight, because to be in a life situation, some of us preaching is something that happened in the past. And we talk about lessons that are maybe to come, but to actually be living the situation when we say raise them up. And I know most of us brothers, let's keep it real tonight. Most of us were raised to, if you didn't do it right, you got beat. If you didn't do it right, you got punished. If you didn't get it done right, you may have gotten dishonored and talked bad to and called names. There's so many different ways that have been done in the past, but we're not talking about what was in the past, because what's in the past is over. For us to man up, we understand that we're talking about a now move. What are we going to do now to make a difference? Are we going to be the same person that we only do what we know to do? Are we going to only react how we know to react? Are we going to only treat the way we know how to be treated? Or are we going to really be transparent enough, my brothers, to say, you know what, I have to take a back seat? Are we talking about raising them up, our young men, raising them up? Not. See, I'll be transparent. I'm done. There's no new life for me to go back to that starts where a young child is. Yes, I'm a new creation in Christ, but I still am older. I still have lost some advantages and some situations in life that if I would have been handled a little bit different, I would have been in position. Watch this. It's nobody else's fault, because my daddy only did what he knew to do and his daddy only did what he knew to do. But we make a difference in manning up. We say we're going to make a change, make a difference. That's by making a different decision to say if it ever was happening, it didn't produce life, then I need to stop and look at a different way of communicating and raising them up. Now, what's so dynamic about the word of God is that he says, train up a child. This is just not boys or girls. So if we have any females on the line tonight, this is a message for you too. Train up a child in the way. Now, stop right there. I love that way, because watch this. Way means walk. Now, we talked about this last week on wake up, get up and move in your purpose, is that the way you walk is what is going to be the outcome of your spirituality, not of your lifestyle and the things people see on the outside, but how you walk in the spirit will show whether you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh or fulfilling the lust. I mean, the spirit. There is no lust of, there is what it does. Bible does say a lust, because there is a desire, but to lust for the street, for the flesh, or to lust for the spirit that says, I want to be more like him. See, that's the walk. So before I could ever tell anyone something to do, I have to automatically have my walk in order. See, there's some kind of standards for us men as we man up to say, I can no longer just tell my child or my son what to do. I first have to be in a position that they already see me doing it. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. And when you first read that, it's a wonderful promise to parents. If I just read the Bible to my son, he's going to be okay. Ain't going to happen. That's exactly what every God-fearing parent would love to have as a promise from the Creator. Or the situation or the promise of a healthy marriage or a prosperous family. Naturally, that's something that we would want to possess. It's a desire for us and a hope for us. See, a hope is something that we don't have. Just like faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you have to have a place of hope. So we hope that our grandsons, our children, and everyone else stays in line. But let's get it. Let's just be transparent right now. It's not going to happen just because. And yes, a child may depart. and some parents cling onto that same belief, which we should, that what God has started, no man can unfinish. What God has as purpose, no man can destroy. But see, that guarantee from God in Proverbs 22:6, it is a guarantee to God to parents that their children will stay in church if you teach your children what the church really is. So I looked at that and I said, well, is training up in the way he should go is the way I think he should go? Or is it really training up the way that God says he should go? To have confidence, to have courage, to have faith, to have hope, to have belief, and to have trust in God that everything will be okay. And yes, we could flip it and whip it and rub it down any way we like to, but there has to be a substance to raising them up. See, I want to exemplify this tonight because my guest host tonight is my grandson, Zion. Zion is here in a position of repentance. Now, when most people say children don't know about repentance, well, I'm teaching my grandson that repentance is asking for forgiveness for something you admit you did wrong. Not someone telling you you did wrong or showing you or catching you, but you, for you to be for him and myself to be so transparent that I don't need you to tell me what I did wrong. I already know what I'm doing wrong. Let me correct it by repenting. Oh, and God is so grateful that when you confess your sins, he is what righteous. He is just to hear and to forgive all of your transgressions. Those are the promises that we must teach in training up. Oh, glory be to God. That child, that young lady, that young man. And there has to be a style, a principle put in place that if I'm going to raise you, I'm not just going to raise you on how I saw it done or how I was done. I have to look for a effective way to communicate. And then let's keep this real up front, and I'm very straightforward. Everybody out there, tell your child that that final result of communication is not an excuse. It's not an easy way to get through, because if you want to communicate with me, it's going to get rough. And see, holding that accountability to that child that you're raising, that you're molding and sowing a seed into. Oh yes, that belt hurts. Yes, that hands hurt, but I guarantee you in 5 minutes that pain is gone. And they are right back to where they're going. I'm learning today, even with myself, that those pain experiences were only something to make me a little bit more fearful of that person and then made me so rebellious that I wanted to retaliate. I touched someone on that one because that wasn't only me. That now the learning styles that are to really be conscious to say, you know what? I want God to be in control. When God is in control, now that free choice realm comes in because it's not me telling you what you do, but giving you a choice to make a decision. Then when you don't make the right decision, then there are consequences for every decision that was not held accountable to. We cannot take away free choice as men, and I know that was taken out of my life and out of some situations for me, but when raising up, when training up, we cannot take away free choice. Now you say, well, wait a minute. You can't give them free choice. They're only children. Well, wait a minute. Christ gave me free choice, and I am to be just like a child. Now, don't get it twisted. We are not going to just be so unconscious that we're making or giving you an opportunity to make a choice that will be detrimental to their lives. But to have that realm to at least know what's right and what's wrong, and to have the opportunity to choose. Oh, if you train them up in the right way, they'll choose the right thing. Even when they go to the left, even when they go to the right, even when they fail you, they will still make a right choice. Because that freedom of choice is not something they have to fight for or something they have to defend for. It's something that is free. It's a promise of God. It's an ironclad guarantee that children reared rightly by God's parents will absolutely remain in faith as adults, as teenagers. Yes, guess what? We all go through learning curves, but that's where free choice comes. We cannot force righteousness on our young men, as most of us remember that when it was forced on us and when it was taken from us, what did we do? We went the opposite way. When somebody was on the corner saying, come on, we don't care how you come. We don't care what you're doing. We don't care how you do this. Come on in, because you could serve my needs instead of serving the needs of God. Oh, see, somebody like myself need to know that serving the will of God is more important than serving my own will. Knowing that if I put in good seed, I will reap good harvest. And I will be able to communicate with my grandson, with my sons, with my family. So many young men and young women that I'm speaking to their lives. This is a lesson for us leaders, men, that now how do we really reach the lost and unsaved? Oh, yeah, the lost and unsaved, that because we weren't there and for them as children, they forgot about what a daddy should be. For those children that experienced us when we were going through our hard times and see that that's not really what they want a daddy to be. That other situation where it was a volatile situation between the man and the woman and the child saw that was not of God. See, there has to be a point that we say, ooh, glory be to God. This is anointed tonight, because I'm about to spin it up in this chair if I'd have had his headphone on right now, that it's now time to train myself. See, train means to dedicate. Train means to have a narrow thought process, that there is no interference from the left or the right, but I am focused on the things that I know will bring me happiness. See, and that comes from within, my brothers, just like you know as well as I do. And I hope my young man that's about to get on, I'm going to bring him on. That's my guest host. That he understands that every time there was something about to go on, there was always this moment when he could have said no. There was always this moment that gave you an opportunity to say, is that right or is that wrong? Or have we really raise them up, family, that they know really the difference between right and wrong. Oh, no, not what you holler at, not what you point your finger at, not what you're telling somebody not to do, but have we really invested in the things that are holy? Oh, glory. In the things that are pleasing to God. In the things that exemplify the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of Pastor E., Pastor He, Pastor anybody, evangelist, prophet, doctor, or anyone else but God. Oh, we talking about raising them up. See, because we sometimes will find ourselves trying to make the ones we're supposed to raise feel guilty. And that's a sin. Because anything we ever sow into that assignment that we have been given is to do nothing but raise up, that you are the greatest, that you can do all things, that there is nothing wrong with you, but we got to talk about your situation. See, it's not so much what you do. Oh, you know, you guys know I love this saying. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And communication is a tool that takes away guilt. And now that we interpret the spiritual promises of God, he leads us without guilt because he took it away. Oh, hallelujah. He paid the cost. There's no more grief. There's no self-condemnation. Why do we continue to follow that on them instead of holding accountable in love? Oh, my God. Somebody going to get a hallelujah shout, a Shabbat. Something's going to happen on this broadcast tonight because this sermon, this message, this broadcast is speaking to you as well as it is to me. And we need to understand as parents, when we take away guilt from them, you better take some guilt from you first. Because if you feel guilty, if you feel shame, if you feel no good, how can you make your child, your assignment feel great? It starts with me. See, it all goes back to if I want to see better, I better start in me. Because the change I want to see first begins in me. And it doesn't begin next week or last. It begins right now. Oh, hallelujah. And then watch this. Here's that next level, because training does not stop when they from 1 to 3, from 3 to 5, from 5 to 8, from 8 to 10. Don't you know that, first of all, the nurturing of love needs to be instituted from 0 to 10. And those of us that are parents need to be very protective. Oh, I know it's hard for single parents to do this. And I know some things seem unobtainable. But when we work things out and we do better in ourselves, we can start seeing how to set up systems that make us more influential in our assignments life than teachers, peers, friends, bullies, people that they spend more time with than they do us because we at work all day. Come on, let yourself off the hook. You got to provide. Don't feel guilty. But feel responsible that we as parents, as assignment takers, need to teach more, encourage more, and give our children the opportunity to choose, give our opportunity, our assignment a chance to choose God's way. And when they realize that they're children to God, just like you are, now there's a understanding that what God has for them is for them, and what God is doing for me is for me. But we can help each other along the way. You can be the best basketball player, the best doctor, the best lawyer, the best president. You can be the best hockey player, swimmer, UFC fighter. You can be the best whatever, but not until you become the best yourself. That's when we say, godly parenting isn't just trying to tell them what to do. It is rightly dividing the word of truth to them. That means that we understand and we are teaching God's word accurately to them. We're not using what's good for us and make them feel that word guilty or that spirit of condemnation, because Romans 8, oh, come on now. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who walk, who are in Christ Jesus. See, my grandson can walk in Christ Jesus just like I can if he knows he has the opportunity. And it's a guarantee that when we sow that seed accurately, failing to leave out the truth. The truth that hurts, but the truth that will set you free. There is no more revelation that you need to find out of Proverbs 22:6. It can be a parenting guide when you now build your principles accordingly. How are you presenting yourself? When it even says that we should be an example to those that we minister to, don't you know that your first ministry is in your home? I'm talking to myself. Having broken ties reestablished. Oh, hallelujah. Only God can do that when we humble ourselves and understand that it's up to me to grow. It's up to me to have life. It's up to me to have hope. And then I will live by truth. Come on, let's raise them up. This is my season to raise them up. Guess what? It's your season too. See, because, oh my God, even when it's like, you're like, well, I'm right. I'm the dad. I'm the grandfather. I know I gave a rule, but is it really right not to at least observe both sides or to observe the situation and then to look back on it? Come on, let's be real tonight and say, wow, you ain't doing nothing like I was doing. But you can still do better. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this intro. We thank you for you breaking this word down, because I am so ready for this teaching. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given us an opportunity to share this word with our co-host, that he heard this loud and clear. And we're going to see how you speak through him tonight in his testimony of life with Pastor E. That's the topic tonight, life with Pastor E. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, because you are God and you are God all by yourself. So have your mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, family, welcome to part two. Man of the Movement. I want to bring in my co-host, the mighty man of God, Zion, to the house. Welcome to Man of the Movement. Zion, how are you?
Good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to have you here. Tell everybody about you, how old you are, where you live at, and what's going on with you?
Well, I live in Texas. I'm here for the summer, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm doing great.
Okay, well, you're 8 years old, but September 4th,
September 4th, my birthday.
You'll be?
9.
So you're real close, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, good. So let's just talk a little bit. We were talking about being responsible. So have you had any experience since you've been here? And this is not nothing against you. Just want you to be open and honest. Is there any lessons that you have learned that you didn't know before that helps you to maybe make better decisions?
Be responsible. Okay.
Okay. Well, you got to get up a little closer so they can hear you. So you want to be more.
I need to start taking care of my stuff, keeping my shoes clean.
They're going to know I taught you that one, the shoe thing. But you said a word, though. You said to be more responsible. So responsibility is taking care of your clothes, putting them in the dirty clothes and things like that. But what I meant was that since you know God and you believe in God and he's your personal Lord and Savior, go and tell everybody else, say he's my personal Lord and Savior.
He's my personal Lord and Savior.
Okay, now that you've gotten that, is he helping you to make better decisions? What are you doing to hear from God?
Praying.
Like maybe something happens and me and you start, we have to go through a communication moment. Do you pray then?
Yeah.
Did you just pray just about 10 minutes ago? What'd you say? God,
help me. God, help me. Please help me.
Did you say please? Oh, it was hot up in here a minute ago, y'all. We're going to be transparent tonight here on Man of the Movement, because communication is everything. So after you said help me, what happened?
Then I kept on saying, help me, help me, help me.
I know, but then something happened. I turned around and said, you better be thankful to God. Get that chair over here and let's do this show.
Oh, I said,
thank you.
Thank you.
Did he help you?
Yep.
So will God come through for you?
Yes.
If you what? Ask him.
Ask him.
Okay, cool. Now, did you have to get on your knees or on your face, or did you have to do anything strange, or was it just natural talking to God?
It was natural talking to God.
You mean what? You mean you could talk to God like talking to me?
Yeah, I did that.
And you didn't talk with your mouth. You talk with your what?
Brain.
With your brain. Ooh, somebody might get a lesson out of this on top of me. hallelujah. So how has your experience knowing God better been?
Good. Great.
Is it helping you with focus.
It's helping me with focus, pay attention, and yeah, that's it. Loving.
Loving who?
God.
Ooh, man, that's all tight right there. Loving God. Well, I tell you, what I was sharing with you before is loving God helps you love other people. Loving God makes you be able to make decisions not in anger, but in peace. You know, sometimes you get really frustrated when people are doing stuff. When you talk to God, it can help you make a better decision. Wow, that might help in school, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Any other lessons you want to share with our friends or anything you want to share about your experience here with me this summer?
Oh, I got a lot.
Oh, you got a lot? Okay, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
Experience. Well, we, can I tell them what I did, what we did?
You can tell them, yeah.
Well, we've been going to the beach. We've been going to the pool. And we've been having fun.
Giving away food. We've been at the center. Radio station.
We've been on a radio station. We've
been doing videos.
We've been watching TV.
Don't tell on that one. They've been watching TV. How many videos have you done this summer?
Three.
And then you were Pyrex. You did one
Pyrex
with and one you, and one with
two crumb.
All right, so you're having a pretty good time. You think you're gonna be a better young man this year going into your you're going to the third grade, right? You think you're gonna be a better young man going to the third grade than last year? Yeah. Yeah? Why?
Because in second grade.
What? Puh? What's puh? They don't understand puh.
Yeah. It was just that people were being crazy.
I know, but what about you though? Forget people. What can you do to make a difference this year? Even though people may be acting crazy, what can you do to be a better person?
To pay attention.
Pay attention. Okay.
To listen.
To listen.
To focus.
To focus.
To love.
So you can love somebody who's being mean to you? Did we learn that
last week?
You're supposed to love the people that's mean, huh? And when you love them, then they'll start being loving
nice.
Too.
Nice.
They'll be nice too. If somebody's hollering at you, you do what? Just listen.
Listen.
So it's always something we can do to make a difference, huh?
Yes.
Man, come on, man up, y'all. Is anybody out there want to man up with us tonight as we're hearing from Zion and his experience here with us? At the Now Network P2P Ministries, the boy been in ministry all week, and we're just blessed God for that. But it's exciting to have this broadcast of him because when you raise him up, it's not always with a belt, even though that belt works too, huh?
Yes.
Well, you haven't had a belt though, have you? When?
Mama whooped her.
Oh, I'm talking about since you've been here.
Oh no. I got hit with a hand.
Yes, Pastor E. will spank with a hand, but don't laugh at me. Anyway, God bless you guys. I'm over the lines. I know my homeboy, my co-part for Man Up the Movement is online. I want to bring in Pastor Dwayne. Man up. How are you, man of God?
Man, I'm relaxing, man, with a toothache. Sitting here trying to get my tooth hurting and all that, but I'm cool. I'm listening to you and him getting it in, you know, and that's a blessing.
Yes, it is, so, man.
And then it's a blessing, man, to do ministry like that, man, with the babies, man, because, you know, you're hitting on some stuff there tonight, you know, and, you know, just to be transparent, you know, you like you said, that train up a child in a way that he won't depart, you know. And you said something to that because we training them like Jesus. See, you kicked it off on something, bro, because we train up a child, but we really don't train them up in you know, in Jesus' way. no, you know, Jesus went by doing this and doing this and doing that. But, you know, I mean, you hit on something, man. I'm not going to, you know, I'm gonna keep all that to myself because I'm going to preach on that. I'm going to preach that Sunday. You just gave me a word to preach on Sunday. And because, you know, now we know better, you know. We know better. We know better, so we know how to do better. And when we read that, when you read that, he's saying train up a child. You know, he won't depart. You know, a lot of kids are departing. Some of them don't want to go to church no more because we don't. We train them up, but we train them up with attitudes. You know, we train them up like, you know, we're supposed to train them up how to fear the Lord, but not that fear like, oh, I'm scared, you know. But we do things and we shouldn't do, and that's what make our kids want to go to church. You know, as they get older, you know, they figure out, you know, you treated me like this, y'all did me like this, or they always say, well, my daddy was the pastor, and you treated him bad, and you treated mama bad, and so, you know, that takes the kid away from the household of faith. But, you know, like I said, you said something, and the little fella, he only 100. So, you know, he sees a great role model in his grandfather, you know, and you've been showing him ministry. You've been showing him ministry, and he grabbed hold to that, you know, and he's loving it, man. So I'm loving it, man, and I got 3 grandsons, man, and I'm just sending myself right now, Lord, you know, let me get a chance to take pictures with them, let me hang out with them, because I didn't get to do that when I was a kid, you know. And so my son know what I do now. He know his pops not out there in the world like he used to be, and then my grandsons need to know so when they get to a certain age, you know, they can choose, you know. And so I appreciate both of y'all manning up. Y'all both big fellas tonight manning up. So appreciate it, man.
Well, hey, man, my brother, you know, it's always a blessed opportunity first to talk with someone, a younger person, and to really sow a good seed that can last. And that's what really is I'm inspired by this message, this session, is to sow seeds that last. I don't know if you guys were on board last night for Let's Talk Jesus, but the man of God, Apostle Gaskin, was talking about foundation. And how a lot of our foundations were contaminated. A lot of our foundations, it said Jesus, but it wasn't built on the firm, on that rock. And that's what's so important for us to now tear down. Go on in. Somebody need to know. I'm going to shout this to somebody. Tear down that old foundation and do a restart. Nothing wrong with doing a restart when you understand that I am in God's will, but my foundation is weak. That's why I'm always worried. That's why I'm always filled with doubt. That's why I'm always tripping. It's not because of what you're doing now. It's because of where you started. And the way you start is the way you finish. Come on, we got to rebuild some foundations up in this place.
The way you start is the way you finish.
The way you start is the way you finish.
Oh.
Yes. So my cry to all of our brothers out there, don't worry about it if you didn't do it right. Don't even worry if your children are grown. Make it up with the grandchildren. Man up. You can make a difference no matter what it takes. Don't worry about raising a grown child because they grown. Let them be grown. But they have children they need help with. And I'm telling you, if you got a daughter who's a single mother, you better listen more to her. I got a story for you. You can call me. I'll convince you to get involved in her life because she needs help. And that's what manning up is really about, is really looking at what can we do now to make a difference.
That's it. That's what we get. That's it. And he's so right on that, Apostle. He's so right on that because, you know, we come from that generation, knowing that, you know, like you say, it's not like because I didn't grow up in the church, but we came from that generation. And that generation kind of like straight away, man, because you got so much going on in the world, man. It's like there's no one care about the gospel no more. So nobody wanted to hear about the gospel. The school system, you got TV now. TV is out of control, you know. You got music industries out of control. And so we need to, like you say, we need to get rid of that old generation, or we need to get away that old religion. And let's
oh, yeah. Come on now.
Everything. Because if we put him back in the full run of everything, you know, then it would be, I know it would be less of stuff. I sent you something the other day where, you know, it's a shame that these people are saying that they the Antichrist. They're the Christ. They Jesus Christ. And they got millions and millions of followers. But the sad thing about it, they don't have the word. We have the word. And we have the authentic word. The word is in us, but yet we have the word on paper. And they don't have the word. So that's how they've been so fooled. So that's why we got to bring back. Remember he said go out to the world? We got so comfortable by staying in our crib and going down the street. Our visionary fathers going on around the world changed. You know, look, kids need to see the full manifestation of God. They need to see some godly men. Why? Because they see truth. They don't need to see, you know, they don't need to see that nonsense. No, these little girls, these little girls need to see true woman of God. They're crying out. They're doing this. They need to see true man of God, not fighting, carrying total guns, not getting on one to fight. They need to see man of God coming together and say, let's see how we can rectify the situation. How can we straighten out the situation? And you got a young preacher there. You got a young evangelist there. You got a young bishop there. Because you're sowing into his generation. You're sowing into him. You're letting him know that he can do all things. You're letting him know that you don't have to be a drug dealer. You're letting him know that you don't have to look at the football industry. You don't have to look at the basketball industry. You don't have to look at the movie theater industry. You don't have to look at the Hollywood industry, because you can do all things in Christ Jesus. You're sowing that into him. That's what we need. That's how the gospel changed. That's how we change the gospel, by sowing things into our generation. You know, man, you would never be young again. You know, we young in our heart, but actually in our bodies, you know, actually in our bodies, we saying in our minds that we don't want to die right now. Right now is not. Right now we don't want to be called home. We don't want to be called home. And so we want to impact our young youth. We want to impact them with the word, man, so they won't get fooled. So nobody don't come in and sway them away with big kisses words. And so that's what you're doing, man. You're doing that, and he's loving it because he gets to see his grandfather not only speak the word, but he gets to see him do the word. And not only that, you're doing live broadcasts, you're doing movie, you're doing this and you're doing that, and you make an impact. You make an impact because you're pushing up Jesus. You're not just talking it, you're walking it and talking it. And he see you, he see the love in you. So I'm inspired, man. I'm inspired, and I'm inspired to hear that young man speak. Why? Because he's going to change the nation. He's going to change the nation. And when he go back to Texas, when he go back home, that's all he's going to do is talk about what him and his grandfather did. What man?
That's right.
He took me this. He did this. He did that. You know, and that's powerful, man. That's powerful.
Amen, 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 amen. Come on. Anybody else want to get in on this conversation? Come on, dial one. We want to bring you in. Man up. I'll throw you under the bus. I see my brother James is here. I know he's at the gym, but I would definitely love an opportunity to give him in here. James Hudson from Showtime Entertainment. American Step Daddy, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I had to punch that one or whatever. No, whatever.
You didn't have to. I'm going to throw you under the bus anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I have to tell you this. But look, before you get started, I have to tell you this. You know, we've been working on the play stuff and all that, right? And I haven't introduced you guys personally yet. But when I said your name, he didn't see your name running around. His eyes got big like a star, just walked in the room. He said, is that the real James Hudson?
Wow.
Yes, it's the real James Hudson.
Yeah, the real James. That guy. I don't know, man. It's a bunch of guys out here imitating that guy, man. I don't know what's going on, but this is the real one right here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a real word right here, man. I'm listening to you brothers, man. I just love it, man, hearing brothers fired up for the Lord, man. It's just amazing. I tell you, it just and that's the reason why I try, like I tell you all the time, I really try to at least touch base with you guys when you're doing Man Up, man, because it just really does my heart good to see brothers that are just convicted and have all this passion that you have. God just blessing and oh man, it's just a wonderful thing to see that. I just wish everybody could experience it, and I think that's the thing that bothers me the most is more people don't understand that fire that you have for God once you really come to know Him. So, you know, just to hear you brothers just going just back and forth, I'd just be laughing so hard. Other people just don't understand, and I tell people all the time, just like I guess when people are telling me about doing drugs, I don't understand either. So, it's just two different things, man. So, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing because you don't know. I was just sitting here thinking a minute ago when the brother was talking, I said, you just never know who's listening to what you're saying and how it's helping them. They may never say anything about it. You may never even know that person who's on the phone listening to what's going on, man. You don't know who you're helping. And that, to me, is just really the beauty of what you're doing as far as this ministry that you have. You don't know who you don't know who's sitting there about to take those pills, about to put that gun up to their head. You just don't know, man. And who God, he says, my word never goes out void. You don't know who God is talking to at that very moment. I can't tell you how many times I've been on this phone and just heard something that I really needed to hear and just hung up the phone after I heard it. You know what I'm saying?
But
yeah, really,
yeah, 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 yeah. That's right. Just a word. Just
yeah,
a word.
Yeah, just a word. Yeah, just really needed to hear. But you didn't know that, or whoever the guest was that was speaking didn't know that. You know how that helped me. You know, so when I know if it does that for me, it's doing it for other people. That's the point I'm trying to make. You know, it's not just me. It's so right. Many other people that you're helping. The word that goes out, and we're not doing. Yeah, I know you don't do that to get credit or trying to find out how many people you're helping and all. No, that's not what it's all about. But I'm just saying, a lot of times we don't realize, through whatever ministry we have, how many people that you've been able to touch, how many people you've been able to help, that you will never even come across. You won't even never know their name, never even see their faces, man. And to me, that's the power of what you're doing right now. So just keep
right
on
now.
Doing it, man. Yeah, right now, because that's just, you know, that's it, man. It's just the word. You got to, you know, like that mother was saying, man. You just, you know, we got too comfortable. We just said, we just got too comfortable sitting at home and just doing this stuff and not getting out here doing what we know we're supposed to be doing in the first place. So, and I'm just glad to see there are some brothers that don't mind getting out there and talking, going to the park and then talking to people and just going wherever you need to, standing on the street, going, just doing whatever you need to do just to show somebody the love of Christ that you have in your heart for your fellow
man.
Right. Because to me, that's truly what it's all about. And people are asking me about all these awards. I mean, I got a call and talk with people today from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee office. They called and said, well, you know, we're going to be coming out to your play, and, you know, when would be the best time? I said, that ain't nothing but favor from God. I mean, why would you have a congresswoman?
That's number favor. That's right. Number favor.
Ain't nothing but favor. You know, why would she want, you know, and then the mayor line to be sitting there or anything like that. But I said, well, people, I said, man, I don't know. Other than just knowing that it's just the favor of God. I mean, what else you want me to say? I don't know. You know, ask me.
Well, you know, but the favor of God, James, comes from the integrity of the man. And let's just make that clear to all them folks out there that's living that both side life and thinking you can get by easy. You got to be dedicated to God to get the full favor of Him that's shining on this man of God. I mean, the mayor making a James Hudson Day in Houston. Come on now. Where they do that at?
Yeah. Well, like
other than
said,
the favor
like
of God,
it's just that one thing. It's just called favor, man. You know, I don't care how you cook it.
That's right.
The mayor don't even know how he did it. It's just because it's the favor of God.
The
he
favor of
know,
God.
Know,
that's
you know,
right. That's
it,
right.
It's just the favor of God. That's all there is to it. So, and that's what I tell people all the time. I say, you know, you're holding these grudges against people. And, well, you know, I just can't forgive the person. I can't. Okay, well, if you can't forgive them, you're not just hurting that person. You're hurting yourself, too, because, you know, God knows your heart. And we all
you hurt yourself first.
Yeah, you just hurt yourself, and that's what we have to realize. You have to realize God does know our heart. I can put on a front with you for a long time. You don't even know I'm fronting, and I'll be talking behind your back and talking. I can put that front on with you, but I can't put that front on with God.
That's what a problem is. I can talk about you, but I can stab you in the back, but you won't know I'm stabbing you in the back, but God knows I'm stabbing you in the
but
back.
God.
That's what a problem is. And when we started to realizing that, you said, man, look, I can't do that to my fellow man because I'm trying to get my blessings from God. All my blessings come from God. I don't care about what Pastor E don't see. I'm worried about what God sees. And he knows if I'm talking about you behind your back. And he knows. He knows it.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows it. So I'm going to make sure if I'm trying to win the favor of God, I ain't going to be talking behind your back. I'm going to make it a habit. I don't want to talk about nobody. I ain't trying to put nobody down. I want to bless you, man, as much as I can possibly bless you. I want to bless your ministry. I want to see it flourish because God knows my heart. Yeah, that's just about
that's right.
One knee and start asking God to bless me at the same time. I'm like, oh, he think he's something. I hope he did. I mean, I hope that mess he's doing it don't even work. Well, God listening to that. He know he's listening to you. Are you serious? How you gonna get blessed like that? You can't do that. You can't ask God to bless you on one knee and try to pull somebody down on the other knee. not to win the favor, God. That it don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
You got to
clear your heart,
mind of all that silliness. You got to. You have to let that stuff go. You have to. I don't care who walk out on you. I don't care all the wrong that they do to you. Okay, you did it to me. I didn't do it to you. Because two wrongs don't make a right. I'm not saying, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to know. He says, vengeance is mine. I will take care of you. I will make them people bow down to you. You just get out the way and let me handle that. I will make them, those people that are turning their back on you, that are talking behind you, them same people, I have them, they will be your footstool. And you can either step on them or step across them, whatever you want to do, because he says, vengeance is mine. Let me handle them. Let me go on about your business. Don't hold that animosity towards your brother. He said, you are to love your brother, even your enemy. That makes it plain and clear right there. Love ye your enemies. You mean people that would do me harm? You want me to love them? Yes, I do. Them people, love them. And let me deal with them people. Let me put that fence around you. Well, they ain't going to be able to touch you. You know they don't like it. But,
let
you know,
him be the fence.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna build a fence around you. Let me protect you while you're sleeping, while you're doing whatever you're doing. Let me protect you. I'll do that. And I'll make those people your enemy, your footstool. I will make them. They may be talking about you, but in the back of my head, they may be wishing that they were you because they see what God has done for you. He done put that fence around you. Ain't nothing they can do about it. Absolutely nothing. And when you know people can't touch you, when you just know they can't touch nobody, you say all the best you want to, but you can't touch me. And your reputation, it won't bend. It won't wait because you done built that solid foundation. People can't go by and say, oh, you did. Oh, you think you that. And people say, no, that's a lie. Not that guy. You talking about that guy? Who you talking about? See, because your reputation, a man's reputation is his bond. That's who he is. So there you go. You know, you can't skip around it. So I can't go around and tell people, oh, Pastor E, he just be hating on people. You know, he don't never do nothing for nobody. I mean, people be like, well, who you talking about? What Pastor E you talking about? The Pastor E that we know? That don't sound like the person I know. I mean, where you get that from? Well, I mean, wait a minute.
Where did you meet him?
Yeah, what did you meet him at? Where did you meet him at? Let's bag up. Let's go back and see you. I mean, this guy don't help nobody. He don't ever do nothing. What? Hold up. Time out. See that? That's not going to go anywhere. People may listen to that crowd, but they're going to know in the back of their mind, oh, you just a hater. That's what that is. That's you hating. Yeah. You can tell them all that stuff, but in their mind, in the back, they may not come out and tell you that in your face, but in the back of their mind, they say, man, this dude, you just a hater. You need to go somewhere and sit your behind down somewhere. Because that's all
you're
doing.
Well, it makes you lose credibility with that person. They don't say nothing, but they be like, no. Something ain't right with that.
Right. That's all. They're gonna say something ain't right with that, and they know it ain't something right because that's not the example that you said. That's not the way you live your life. And like I said, that's not your reputation. And everybody has one. Everybody has a reputation. You know,
yes,
either people believe that you. You know, that's just like at a funeral or something. People get up there. Oh, he would give and he would do that. And somebody sit out there and say, oh, I don't know who you talking about. That Negro there would never get nothing to nobody. You know why? Because it's his reputation. See?
His reputation.
And you can go up there and lie all you want to on people, but people know because it's your reputation, man. It's who you are. And so there you go, man. But so, but anyway, man, just know that, like I said, man, I'm just, you know, I'm all fired up right about
now.
Well, man,
tell us about August 26th. Come on, you're going to be on the, we're going to do a broadcast the week before here on Real Talk on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. But what's going on the 26th in Houston, Texas?
Yeah, August 26th, we're going to be doing the American Stepdaddy. A man falls in love with a woman, and she's got
nine
gifted
kids.
And talented kids.
Nine kids.
These kids got, and trust me, they are gifted and talented. They are very gifted and talented. They got their own band. They got their own preacher. They just got it going. These kids got it going on. Let me tell you, I just recruited a little 7-year-old that's an internet sensation. And boy, I tell you, this baby will pray you underneath a table at 7 years old. And boy, if I tell you, she's out of Huntsville, Texas, and they've already said, man, we coming with all. He said, y'all ain't going to have room for the folks this child bringing with her.
I saw on the internet,
man, I said, oh, I got to have her. You know, I was teaching a class in Conroe, Texas, and the woman said, you got to see my baby. You got to see her. She's only 7 years old. I said, I don't have room for nobody else. But when I seen that baby, I said, oh, my Lord. Look at this right here. Then I got.
Well, I already know you made me make room, so I know you made room.
Yeah. Now I have another young lady that was 8 years old. She was in one of my plays, and the Houston Rockets saw her singing in the play. They let her sing the National Anthem in front of 14,000 people at 8 years old. Then at 9 years old, she opened up for Frankie Beverly and Maze at 9 years old. I had another little 6-year-old child, believe it or not, Oprah Winfrey saw in one of the plays we did, and she interviewed the baby live on Oprah Winfrey because she has this extraordinary memory where you just tell her stuff and she just memorizes it, like Martin Luther King Jr. speech. I don't care what kind of speech it is. This baby can memorize. Oprah Winfrey
produced a lot of gifted artists,
man,
out of your ministry. People that are out doing movies, doing plays that you have given an opportunity to come through your ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm one. I'm still lifetime James Hudson in Showtime. So many people have went through your ministry, but the kids that you're given opportunity to really show their talents here are not just to make you big, but to give them an opportunity to learn how to showcase themselves in a respectable way.
Exactly, man. And what we're doing is we're showing people how gifted and talented our children are, how intelligent these children are. They're not all walking around just dropping out of school. I know these children are very intelligent, and that's what you're going to see in this play. That's why I'm so excited about it, when people see all down the line, bang, 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 even that whole little family of nine children, they got their own band just in that little family. And none of these kids are over 13 years old, and they got their own band. You know, it's like the Jackson Five. So it's, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. But to see that, man, like you said, to give these children an opportunity to be on, I wish somebody had given me the opportunity at 7, 8 years old to be on a stage production.
You know?
I just imagine where I could be right now. You know, I was 30 years old before I got started. So, yeah. So I'm excited about it, man. I really and truly am to watch these children grow up and to know I had something to do with a little part. To do with training them to be on stage and to be in front of people and to build their little personalities. And it's just amazing. God is just good. He just keeps, man, I tell you, he just keeps providing, man. And, you know, what can I say other than thank you, Lord? That's all I can say, brother.
Man.
So August the 26th, we're going to be having two shows. We're going to be one at 3 o'clock, and then we're coming right back at 7 o'clock to do the second show. So we've got two, and then we've got a red carpet that's happening before the 3 o'clock show and a red carpet before the 7 o'clock show. So I've got my work cut out for me, but God is able. So I'm very excited about it.
Well,
and then of course you're
going to
be there.
I'm
going to
be there. I'm going to handle that red carpet for you. I got the red carpet for you. And plus we're going to keep the flow of the play going smoothly. We are gracious to be the MC of both showings. And if you haven't seen me since I've been in Houston, if you want to, come on out to American Stepdaddy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're looking to have a wonderful time. So there it is. Let me
put my number out there, contact number for anybody that's in Houston that may be listening to this. It's contact number is 832-880-4474. That's a Showtime number. You can call us and get ticket information as far as the player concerned. You know, people that want to maybe volunteer to help out with some stuff that we're doing, they can give me a call and we'll take it from there.
That's right. That's right. And that is August 26th, Houston, Texas. We want to give you the full information on the play American Stepdaddy. That is going to be at 6706 West Airport Boulevard, Houston, Texas, at the Dynamic Chapel of Restoration Worldwide Ministries, where James serves there as the youth director at that ministry. We're excited. We've been there several times. We've done several plays there. It's a great environment. It's a great place to be. Parking is available there also. Don't have to worry about is there somewhere to park. They have two lots for parking that you won't have to worry about. Get your ticket and get your ticket now. I believe I'm on the wrong flyer. Let me go to the right flyer. We got so many flyers, James.
Yeah, I know.
We have so many flyers out here. I have to get to my event page, but I want you to know the exact prices for the tickets there. Here we go. James, you know the prices.
$10, $20, and $30.
$10, $20, and $30.
We got prices for everybody. You want to go to small route, you can sit up in the balcony for only $10. You want the floor, you want $20. If you want VIP to sit up there with those politicians and the people that think that are special.
Come on, VIP, $30. You want to be on the first row because you got the best eyes. Come on.
Yeah. So sit up there with those people. And speaking of very important people, somebody's calling me on another line. But I will see you, man. I'll be looking forward to seeing you, man, God, pretty soon here.
Oh, man, that's for sure, man. I love you, brother, man. I continually pray for you and the things that God has going. Go on, take that call. Get that,
okay, man. We'll take
get that appointment.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. Sell those tickets.
Okay.
Sell them tickets. Yes, sir. Anybody else want to get in on here? Pastor Dwayne, you're still live. We manning up as we get ready to shut down this broadcast. Zion, now you're our special guest. I want to give you an opportunity to say something to everyone. This is we're like 4-5 days away from our return to Texas.
Tomorrow.
That's, but we're right now. We're still in the now. So let's give you an opportunity to say goodbye, thank you, or to anybody that's been on the broadcast. I know Evangeline Virginia is here. You've talked with her. There's some friends out there that know you, so you may want to have some closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody on this network, for listening, and thank you for everything. And
God bless you.
God bless you. Goodbye.
All right, family. You look, they can talk until you get them on the mic and they lose control. But thank you so much for joining us tonight for Man Up the Movement. This has been a dynamic broadcast, and I thank God for the move that He has instituted through each and every one of us to go to another level of foundation. That's something I'm going to be on for a minute. Foundation. You know, we're getting ready to get prepared. It's preparation time for Crossover 2018. And are we really standing on solid ground? Thank you, Holy Spirit. He just dropped it right then. That's the direction we're going to be going here on the Now Network for the remainder of this season of 2017, because we got to get ready. It's almost crossover time, and before you blink your eyes, we'll be talking about doing our revival and staying up 24 hours to preach the Word of God to go to another level together. But let's get our foundations together. Let's confess. Let's admit that we built on some sand and some rocky and some unnurtured ground, and go back and do a redo. Nothing's wrong with repenting. God is faithful and just to forgive all your unrighteousness in Jesus' name. Family, we love you. You are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated. But I want all my brothers, all my sisters to know out there that you were beautifully made by God. And I know somebody told you differently and you heard a bad word today. Don't let nobody tell you differently after this broadcast that you are God's greatest miracle. Oh, yes. We love you in Jesus' name. I should let him do the outro. He'll forget, though.
I'm gonna leave it all for you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.
God bless you, family. Love you guys.